The fallout from the public sector job cuts is clear in the latest TradeMe jobs data for Wellington, which shows a dramatic drop in listings and average salaries falling. TradeMe's data shows listings for jobs in central government were down 77% year on year. Its job sales director Matt Tolich says Wellington isn't alone in feeling the pressure amid layoffs.
Wellington is being affected by, obviously, government layoffs. Our central government listings are down around 77% year on year. But we have seen a slight increase quarter on quarter in job listings. They're up about 12% quarter on quarter. So there are still jobs out there. Businesses are still hiring, but obviously a really, really tough time for many candidates.
Yeah, so thousands of people no longer have jobs in the government, but you're saying there's still jobs out there, but unlikely to be in the sector or perhaps the price range that they'd like?
Yeah, look, salaries have reduced in Wellington by the most in terms of, if we look across the country, they're down about 3.3% quarter on quarter. But there are still 13,500 job listings on TradeMe Jobs. And if you look last year, for example, 1 million Kiwi moved roles, and 450,000 of those actually moved into a new industry. So I understand it's a really, really tough time, but also possible opportunity for businesses that have been in the skill short market for a long period of time to, you know, find some really, really great talent.
Where are those jobs? What sort of sectors are they in?
Look, if you're looking at salaries, we've had spikes in office and admin, healthcare, sales, for example, hospitality and tourism. So if you're looking to jump, there is those sectors that are still hiring.
In terms of, you've got a whole lot of people that are going to be out there looking for work. There's jobs for them to apply for, but do employers sort of have a pick of the bunch?
I would say it's definitely an employer's market now, but that's flipped, right? If you think about the years prior, it was very much a job hunter market, and we saw salaries increase on the back of that. But employers do remember that period of time. And, you know, we've recently done a survey where 95% of businesses are looking to hire at least one candidate in the next 12 months.
When you think about it, it's pretty dire for a lot of people in Wellington at the moment, but compared to the rest of Aotearoa, things are largely business as usual?
No, it's across all regions. If you have a look at Auckland, for example, application numbers are up 160% year on year. That means there's loads of candidates looking for a new role. But there's a couple of factors in that. You know, we've had a whole lot of migrants that have come into the country and they're looking to place themselves a new job. But also, there has been layoffs in Auckland as well. So across all regions, we're seeing job listings down and application numbers up, which is, you know, demand and supply.
That's TradeMe's job sales director, Matt Tolich.